T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
What now?
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay. So screw you, Keefe.
Yeah. Right. Screw you.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't need you.
Stupid jerk.
We don't need you.
Kiefer Madness.
I hate Rich Keefe's guts.
Rich Keefe is just, that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
Well, I don't like Facebook.
Luckily, I keep toilet paper in the car at all times.
More of a self-upset.
Patriots start phase 3 of their off-season program today.
Here we go. It's a hump day madness
today.
I think
lisp shaming is bad, too, by the way.
I'm not lisp shaming.
It's terrible.
I'm not. That's what he says.
Patriots start phase 3 of their off-season program today.
His dentures.
What do you want me to do? That's what he sounded like that day. It's no big deal.
I gotcha.
And it's the Celtics.
Yeah, boy.
Singles.
Could they have worked any more S words into that?
Red Sox take 3 out of 4 OTAs at Gillette Stadium.
No, nobody did that. But today we go down south for the madness. Tennessee hearts out. That's fine. It's very simple to get him to crack there.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Played that a few times. That's all that is. But let's head down south and see what's going on in the great state of Tennessee.
The Walmart in Covington had to shut down this morning. They found a wreck.
Wait, no, I didn't. Did you hear what they said?
No.
Okay, all right.
I'm just happy we're at a Walmart in Tennessee.
Yeah, here we go. So, here we go.
The Walmart in Covington had to shut down this morning. They found a...
They found a what? Why did they have to shut down? They found a what? The Walmart in Tennessee had to shut down... What'd they
poop.
Find?
Oh, no, you said it poop. Wasn't.
No, poops today. No.
Andy, do you have a guess?
She said, it sounded like a W word next. Like
it sounds
white
kinda.
Trash warrior or
white
something?
Trash. That's very heavy on the alliteration.
Woman sleeping in the bathroom.
Okay, let's find out. Dale, do you have a stab?
I was going to guess it was an animal of some sort.
Okay.
Water buffalo.
What, you're going with water buffalo, final answer.
Covington had to shut down this morning. They found a raccoon roaming around in that store.
Raccoon.
Wait, W?
You can't just take all animals and tend to one.
You said W.
I don't take all animals.
That was my call.
That was
you didn't have to listen to me, though.
He led me astray.
I will take all animals.
Yeah.
Hart, you should have taken all humans, and you would have had a better shot.
One of us would have won.
Had to be scary, because they can be vicious.
Raccoon, they're big.
They can be vicious. In fact, we've had other raccoon stories before. We've had other raccoon stories, including this guy who came across one.
Wasn't trying to intentionally throw the animal, but natural instinct to get it away was to
throw.
Get that thing as far away from me as I can get it.
He threw it like 30 Huck yards. It. This guy threw a raccoon in a parking lot
like
about
the
30 yards.
Over the goalpost.
It was ridiculous. Then this lady had a different experience.
I was just running by myself with headphones, enjoying nature. And out of nowhere, I see this raccoon, like, with its teeth bared, like, very angry, charging at me. I wouldn't have been able to, like, outrun it because of how dense the woods were. So I just knew it was going to attack me.
She then grabbed it and drowned it. She held it underwater until it died.
Wow!
That's what she did.
Do you think of raccoons as cute and cuddly?
No, not always.
Not anymore.
Can
I just ask why the hell a raccoon in a Walmart... Like led the
Shuts
news
the whole
down,
thing down
there.
Well, this is the lead
well,
story.
Can I
down.
Ask why a raccoon in a Walmart in Tennessee is news?
Yeah, right. You think I'd just be par for the course? Oh, that's the raccoon section.
It's
just stay out of there.
Super Walmart.
It might have been a big. That's true.
Right.
But they could have had food there.
Big too.
Yeah.
Trust me. Fox 13's Alexa Lorenzo is live in Covington. Alexa, you did find out the store has reopened, so I guess they caught the critter.
Good news.
Well, they assume they caught the critter.
Oh.
Let's find out.
They did catch the critter. Good. I spoke to a Walmart spokesperson who says they had to close the store at 6 this morning after someone spotted it. But luckily, they were able to open around noon today.
Six hours they had to shut
six
it down.
Hours to trap the raccoon?
You never know. Yeah,
that's a raccoon that found it on the run? I mean,
it is.
Security, they have cameras, and it stayed
on the
land.
He was in the cereal section, so he wasn't
right.
going
He's
anywhere.
Having a great time.
Shoppers at the Walmart Supercenter in Covington stopped in their tracks when they learned a raccoon was inside the store.
So let's hear from some of these people.
How many shoppers?
Let's hear from. We got to hear from some of these people.
What? How many shoppers were there at 6 a.m.?
A good amount. If it's a 24-hour Walmart, I would say people are, you know, on their way to work.
I'd say four.
You think only four people?
You know, well, you we're going to hear from a box of ring-dings just anywhere at 6 a.m.
I have a feeling we're going to hear from all four of the people that were in there then.
Just a raccoon running loose.
What were
in
you
the store?
How in the world?
I'm sorry, sir. What was that?
Just a raccoon running loose.
What were
in
you
the store?
How in the world did a raccoon get...
Cracked her up.
Yeah, she really had a great time.
Cracked herself
How
up.
How in the world did a raccoon get...
Okay.
Door.
A question everyone is asking and trying to get answers to.
A little raccoon, but he's a wild raccoon.
Well,
and he wants to get out.
How many trained,
I think he broke it down pretty well.
Trained raccoons. Well, are
they
there?
Might have
did you domesticated raccoons.
They might.
Did you slow down that audio? Or is that, that's all him.
That is okay, no. This is him.
Checking.
This
sounded
is real
a lot
time.
Like Gordway too. Had a little lisp thing going there.
This was him in
real
time.
Raccoon.
A little raccoon, but. He's a wild raccoon, and he wants to get out.
Right.
So right. Somebody can't get hurt.
Somebody can't get hurt.
Somebody can't get hurt. Somebody can't get hurt.
A little raccoon, but
right, sir.
He's wait. A wild raccoon.
Okay. That's a wild raccoon.
And he wants to get out.
I heard you.
Wait, somebody can't get hurt.
Okay. What?
This led the news?
This was the lead story
oh,
in Tennessee.
Come on.
This
get the
was
hell
the lead
out.
Story
this
in Tennessee.
Wasn't go to, like, the
well, the Titans
break.
Weren't playing, so they had nothing else, really. The Predators are
there was
done.
There no country concert or something.
That's
tonight.
Maybe that was
or,
the second story.
Wait a minute.
B-block.
There was nothing else going on
this
in
is
the
it.
World.
This is the lead story. They like to lead local, Dale. Is that so bad?
It's crazy, but, you know, the Garden Center's open, so... They're going to find their way in.
I guess it's because we're out here in the country.
I'm just going to tell them I can bring my coon dog up here and find it.
At least that guy had a solution.
Well, he was willing to help.
He had a real solution. I got that coon dog down here.
I'm just going to tell them I can bring my coon dog up here and find it.
Okay, sir. Thank you very
much. I like that accent.
That's a good accent.
Is that what coon dogs do? Catch raccoons?
I think so.
The name.
I think that's how they're able to label them that way.
They're not herding cows.
No, it's mostly raccoons.
Don't know.
We got the call this morning.
The mayor of Covington.
The mayor
who's also,
of Covington,
by the way, the animal control officer.
Dale, the bulldogs
wears
hunt
a lot of hats there in Covington.
Wait a minute. I'm defending myself. Do bulldogs hunt bulls?
Hart, move on.
No.
They used to.
Actually,
me.
Yeah.
They used to.
That's their origin.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's yeah. The name.
Damn it.
Yeah.
They used to bait
dogs.
They were used to bait bulls.
Correct.
To what them?
Bait them. Make bait them. Like bring them into pens and stuff. Yes.
Yeah,
that little dog?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're tough.
But they're British.
They're
muscular.
Spanish. Pound for pound, you're not going to find a stronger dog.
Isn't bullfighting Spanish and they're British bulldogs?
That was the old tag
Sorry,
team.
Go ahead.
We got the call this morning.
The mayor of Covington told me the store closed its doors early this morning to keep shoppers safe.
Anything can cause a shopping nightmare.
That is true.
A shopping
nightmare. You ever been on Black Friday?
You no. Know,
oh, it is trouble.
I'm just looking for a big gulp Dr. Pepper, and the next thing I know,
here
I'm being chased out of the store by a raccoon.
Mm-hmm.
Anything can cause a shopping nightmare. And it's just a very unusual circumstance this morning.
Most people say they found out about the unexpected shopper on social media.
It's kind of funny to see it posted on Facebook. You're just like, huh, interesting.
I'll just go to Kroger and get my dog food.
Oh, he's just going to go to take his business somewhere else.
Kroger.
That's what it sounds like.
I'll just go to Kroger and get my dog food.
There's a plug for them.
I think all the money lost.
I know, because they got a raccoon in there for... 6 hours.
The wild animal was removed by a private contractor.
Yeah, they took care of it before he made a mess.
She means poop.
They blew his guts off.
I lied.
Yeah, they took care of it before he made a mess.
The mayor told me this incident is one for the books.
One for the books?
Yeah, what books are we talking about?
They had to wake the mayor up, get him down to Walmart.
Yeah. One
mayor,
for the record books.
Set the comment on down here.
You can't make this stuff up.
No.
That was my first reaction. I mean, you can't.
Everyone was happy no one was hurt and nothing too serious took place.
I mean, it's funny because you're just like, okay, all right, everyone wants to go to Walmart, I guess.
It's still unclear how the raccoon entered the Walmart Supercenter here in Covington.
I can't hear you. Do you not understand by all the cars that are moving?
It's unclear how the raccoon entered the Walmart Supercenter here in Covington, but they're working to figure that out. Live in Covington, Alexa Lorenzo, Fox 13 News.
All right, thank you, Alexa.
What they have, Alexa, is a Polaroid instant camera as their security video.
Thank you very much, Alexa.
Hoping he shows up on
this.
They're
making it sound like it's the most outrageous thing of all time.
But
it's
she also
really
says
not.
Nothing too serious happened. Yeah. So what semi-serious thing happened?
I think they buried the lead there.
Yeah,
somebody
something
must have
happened.
Really hurt. That's my guess. Probably poop.
I was just going to tell him I can bring my coon dog up here and find it.
Okay, sir.
What's the last thing he says there?
Oh, God. What?
I was just going to tell him I can bring my coon dog up here and find it. Coon form.
Huh?
Can of corn?
I heard tinfoil.
Kinfolk, I heard.
Oh, maybe kinfolk.
I heard tinfoil.
Yeah,
so.
I thought like a can of corn. It was going to be easy for
it'd
him.
It'll
like,
be oh, yeah,
pop up.
Yeah, go get him. No problem.
So I'm looking at a story online that says bacon is bad for your mental health, say researchers. I think we've just proven it.
Uh-oh.
I imagine there's a fair amount of bacon being eaten down there in Tennessee.
What's wrong with that?
I eat a lot of bacon. What are you saying? I'm fine.
Saying
your
down.
Honor, saying the prosecution rests.
What are you saying?
We got to get out of here. Everkeef is up next.
A full hour of Everkeef. Alex Reamer is in for Mutt. So Never Mutt at Night rolls on here. Could be a full show. In fact, could be full shows all week, but they've gone
not
in
with
another
Mutt.
Direction. Not with Mutt. So Reamer is going to be on the way in.
Andy, good to see you again.
Thanks, see ya.
And I'm sorry I didn't die.
Me too.
I know.
It's crazy, but, you know, the garden center's open, so they're going to find their way in.
How in the world did a raccoon get...
It's just a raccoon running loose the store.
Raccoon? They're big, too.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.